Well, there is money in mining coal, and no matter where you go in the world, coal is sought after. And now, in Australia, farmers in southern Queensland are increasingly concerned about the rapid expansion of the state's coal seam gas industry. It's estimated up to 40,000 wells could be dotted across the Surat and Bowen basins over the next two decades. Landholders say not enough is known about the long-term impacts of the extraction process, and they're worried about what it will do to the quality of water and soil. Karen Binney reports.
Three major coal seam gas projects have been given conditional approval in recent weeks. The wells will extract gas from the Surat and Bowen basins, pipe it to Gladstone in central Queensland, and convert it to liquefied natural gas before it's exported. Southern Queensland Farmer and Basin Sustainability Alliance Chairman Ian Haylor has raised questions about the approval processes.
The industry has been approved, major projects have been approved. Yeah, they've got the gas companies have got the financial approval to proceed. These projects are going ahead, yet the government is still to fully understand its long-term impact.
Mr. Haylor was among scientists, environmentalists and industry representatives at a forum in Brisbane last night to discuss the emerging industry. He says he can't get an answer about what effect water pumped out of the gas wells will have on salinity or underground aquifers.
Basically, I guess the landholders' concern with the lack of understanding of this industry is just exploding onto the scene. We're talking about the extraction of 350,000 megs a year out of the Great Artesian Basin, 40,000 wells and millions of tonnes of salt. And the government just says, oh, we're going to adopt an adaptive management approach to manage this industry, and we're just scared. We are frightened because the industry is so big, the impacts could be so great that it may not be able to be stopped.
He's worried the chemicals from the wells could contaminate water. But the Director General of Queensland's Department of Environment and Resource Management, John Bradley, has tried to allay fears.
We've got a regulatory regime which is tougher than any in the world in terms of its impact on coal seam gas. We see the banning of evaporation ponds, unlike the approach taken in the United States. And we also see the stringent use of a cumulative model to assess groundwater impacts of these projects so that we'll be able to predict in advance what the impact on groundwater is going to be.
Ross Dunn from the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association says coal seam gas extraction is safe.
We have no more interest in contaminating the land than the next person does. So we want to make sure that what we do is environmentally acceptable.
Despite the government and industry assurances, Ian Haylor remains unconvinced.
We're working really hard to ensure that this industry doesn't leave a legacy of destruction for future generations. You know, it's a 20 or 30 year industry in our area. It'll move on to other areas or other countries. And we're not prepared to stand back and see our groundwater destroyed.
Ian Haylor from the Basin Sustainability Alliance, ending that report from Karen Binney.